Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. It's 39 degrees, which is 3.9 degrees Celsius. And normally I don't put the decimal point in there, but when it's 39 degrees and it's 3.9 degrees Celsius, I'm going to go ahead and call that out. That's a wonderful little bit of serendipity. And serendipity needs to be called out. 91% humidity with snow showers. What the heck, snow showers? As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Snow showers in April. Whoa, cross the street, Dave. Jeez Louise. So I'm sitting there on the marination bench, marinating, pre-walk, like I do, like I have done, as I always do, and I look across the street, and there's a new store right there in front of me. I swear to God, it was not there yesterday. It was an empty, vacant shop, window, place that could be a business. And now there's balloons and a lighted sign and displays and interior paint jobs and stuff. And it's like, that was not there yesterday. And I say that, and already I'm doubting myself. Is it possible that I stared at that thing yesterday when I was marinating and I didn't see it? I mean, I was a bit distracted yesterday, granted. Had some stuff on my mind. But holy crap. I mean, What it would take to go from blank storefront to finished, ready for the grand opening? Did the Matrix reset itself at some point and just poof, here's this store? Did workers come in and frantically, feverishly paint and set up? I'm trying to remember what it was yesterday. It's possible it was, you know, that there was a, they put up paper. Maybe there was paper there and they'd been working on it all this time, and the only thing that changed was the exterior sign got added. That's doable. That's a possibility. It's just a shock to the system as I'm sitting there and my eyes are, you know, just kind of drifting along, and oh look, a brand new frickin' store. Yeesh. And there's 100 mundane reasons for how that worked. I don't believe that the Matrix reset itself and that suddenly a store manifested out of nowhere. But by the same token, isn't that kind of what we do when confronted by something startling? We make allowances, come up with a reasonable explanation. Because a reasonable explanation is absolutely what's called for. It must be reasonable. Because the unreasonable just doesn't happen, right? Burnside is hopping this morning. Powell's. And if you do allow for the unreasonable, for the impossible, if somewhere in your secret heart of hearts, you accept that that impossible thing actually happened, that a storm manifested out of nowhere, does that make you irrational? Does that make you foolish? Does that make you a little crazy? Because there's, so in my brain, there's levels of cogitation for this. There is the rational brain that says, no, you missed it. There was paper up. They've been working on it for days, weeks now. It just hadn't registered, blah, blah, blah. And there's this other part of me that really wants it to have manifested overnight through some inexplicable manifestation of reality altering. And then there's another part under that that's going, dude, come on, really? And then there's another part under, my God. Weirdness abounding. Kind of like having snow in April in Portland. What the hell? I can't imagine this happens. I'll have to check the weather cycles and patterns, but geez Louise, craziness. So Muse and I talked yesterday. She asked me to come over, and we talked and we worked it through. And that feels, it's a relief to get everything out there and in the open and looking at everything that happened and our reactions and what it means in the context of the relationship and realize we're good. We're good. We can move forward without guilt, without recrimination, without beating ourselves up. And that's I'm unaccustomed to mature, honest, authentic communication working through things. I loved Terry dearly, but she was not a communicator. She would not. She didn't handle conflict particularly well, and neither do I, to be honest. But her response was just to shut down, or to deny, or to grit her teeth. And it made for some very long and uncomfortable days until enough experience overlaid whatever it was that had happened and we could ignore it. Not particularly healthy, but it worked. But this level of communication, oh God, I feel so much better. So, yeah, I can breathe again. And then had a lovely date with Allie last night. Went out, had pizza, ice cream, good pizza, oh my God. Vancouver's kind of a badass town. I need to spend more time up there, and not just because Allie's up there. And then we just chilled, watched a comedy special on Netflix, and that was it. Went home. And that was very chill and also very comfortable. Yeah. Oh God, and yesterday, Tai Chi class, we're finally getting into the movements that create those moments of mental and physical focus, that it becomes like a dance, like it's hard to describe, but it's this amazing settling in of this rhythm, this, and that's, you know, that's why I say dance, but it's not really, even though it's choreographed and you do this and then you do that and you do the other thing, so it's like it fits all the criteria of dance, but it's like this is the natural breathing rhythm of your body, just amplified and embodied in a much larger, a macrocosmic way. It feels like the inner pulse of a moment being expressed and articulated outwardly, which is magical. It's marvelous. And finally, I've learned enough of the form that those moments are starting to manifest. So, digging that in a big way. It was a good day yesterday. It was a really good day. And I'm like past Jameson Square, so let's wrap this up. Tuesday, oh, Taco Tuesday. Or the day with no nickname, whichever you prefer. And I hope you have a great one. I hope you have a gentle one. I hope, I always wish you a good day. I don't, you know, I hope you win the lottery and win $1 million. But by the same token, I hope you have a really good turkey and provolone sandwich. I hope you see a daffodil growing randomly on the street and it just strikes you as the most beautiful thing in the world. I hope life taps you on the shoulder and smiles at you in a way that makes you melt. I hope you have a good day. And however it goes down, we've got Brother Zig, who sent me a Freddie Mercury votive candle as an apartment warming gift yesterday. And it's the best thing ever. My apartment is now anointed and blessed by Freddie Mercury. Brother Zig says, despite everything, create. And he is so very, very truly right. Embrace that. And I will tell you to love fearlessly and honestly and openly. And that can show you so many amazing things about yourself, about the world. It's all to the good. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.